And today is our covenant day of fortune and also our anointing service. Now, the word of God is the compass to your high place. That is to also say, the word of God will also serve as the map to our place of fortune financially. And my prayer tonight is that the principle that will be made available to us will turn everyone's financial story in the name of Jesus. I'd like us to understand that scripturally there are three main aspects of a believer's life that needs growth. There are three main aspects of a believer's life that needs growth. In 3 John chapter 1 and verse 2, it says, "Beloved, I will above all things that thou mightest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." So scripture expects us as a believer to prosper financially, for our health to get better, and for our spiritual life to get better. It is part of the curriculum of scripture for a believer in the course of serving God and working with the principles of Jesus that these three things should be evident in your life. But I'd like us to understand, sir, absence of wealth is what we know as poverty. And Jesus, speaking to us in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 1, though the principles are available in scripture, it still lets us understand that the poor will always be with us. Now, if the principle for the cure is available, and then there are still some of them that will be with us, it means some people chose. I'd like us to understand from scripture that God has made it available all that is required for our change of story financially. The question is if we are willing to subscribe. Many things put men in poverty. One of the reasons that brings a man to poverty is relinquishing responsibility. Every time we relinquish our responsibility, we see that our prosperity is no longer in our hands. We see that we don't have anything to play, no part to play in it, then we are subconsciously subscribing for poverty. Hope you know if you don't subscribe to the DSTV, you have also subscribed to be cut off. It's either you subscribe to watch or you subscribe not to watch. So, every time you say yes, you are saying yes to something. And every time you say no to something, you are saying yes to another thing. In Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 24, it says, the poor, it says the diligent, the hand of the diligent shall bear what? Rule. It says, but the slothful, that person that will not take responsibility, that person that will not do what is required, will be in tribute. In Genesis chapter 41, from verse 28 to 37, the Holy Ghost opened my eyes to something in that scripture. Joseph was called from prison. Pharaoh had a dream. Joseph interpreted the dream in the face of everybody. There will be 7 years of abundance. There will be 7 years of famine. How come only Pharaoh was gathering food? Others relaxed and forgot about it. It was because they believed that Pharaoh would take care of us. Maybe you are here, you are expecting one of your uncle to get money. My life don't solve. This is how many subscribe themselves. Children of God, believers, but because they will not take the responsibility required. Now, when Pharaoh was saving, they refused to save. God, the solution came. Keep 20% for the 7 years of abundance. They refused to take. They said, Pharaoh will do it for us. Time came when the hunger came, sir. And Pharaoh began to sell for them. They sold their properties. All their money went. Their lambs left. They later sold themselves and their children. That was what led to the beginning of tax in the Bible. Pharaoh, at the end of the famine, now gave them back their land and said, farm, and you will give me a certain percentage. They brought themselves to a situation where they were now under the tribute of someone because they refused to take the responsibility they ought to. When you refuse to do what you ought to do, you will be under tribute. The wise man once said, you are paid for what you know, and you pay for what you don't know. Life will reward you for what you know, and you will pay life for what you don't know. Another reason many are poor also is mismanagement and lifestyle. So that before we come into your God's plan for your prosperity, plan, let's go through scripture to find out why many are struggling. Mismanagement and lifestyle. So there are some lifestyle you will live that you will never prosper. Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 20. Proverbs 21 and verse 20. There is treasure to be desired. There is always oil. There is always something in the account of the wise. It said, but a foolish man spendeth it what? He spends it all. What are you doing with an iPhone of 500,000 when your account balance is 510,000? There are some of us that your money can buy it does not mean you can afford it. Amen. You may have 70,000 in your account and they are selling the shoe 65,000. That doesn't mean you can afford it. Though you have the money to pay cash, but after paying, what next? Apostle said, "Go pay." And funny enough, some are living their life that way. I will use this my salary to buy a bag of rice. As I don't buy a bag of rice with this 80,000, the money don't feel so. I will beg so person for oil. This person will get crayfish. We have to take the puka. They budget their life on people's hand. This was the case of the prodigal son. Lifestyle, sir. Luke chapter 15, verse 13 to 14. It doesn't matter how much you give to a foolish spender, he will squander it. Give him time. He said, give me my own part of the possession. As scripture says, and not many days after the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country and there wasted his substance with what? Riotous living. It was the lifestyle, sir. And when he had finished wasting it, what happened? And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine. The famine always comes after you have what? You spent all. In the land. And he began to be in what? In want. And what did he lead into? You go to Nebat, he now began to dine with pigs. Many believers are doing jobs they are not supposed to do. Many believers are getting involved in things they are not supposed to get involved in because of their lifestyle. You are a doctor, but yet you will still have to go and meet a mechanic to borrow you money because maybe you are into drugs, you are into women. So the lives, the kind of some kind of lifestyle will never allow some Christians to prosper. They may anoint you tonight, sir. We can pour the whole oil on you if you don't change some lifestyle, some life decisions, sir. Finances will not change. The top reason why many are poor is a dependent mentality. A dependent mentality. They have this mentality that somebody is supposed to help them. Somebody is supposed, this is my uncle, he dey work for Chevron. He's supposed to take care of us. Did you look for the job for him? Years ago, God's servant said something and he touched me and he changed my life for long. He said, Pastor, the moment you begin to live your life at the mercy of people, you have subscribed for a life of bitterness. You will know all the people that are stingy. You will know all the people that are wicked. Because you are planned and prepared. You are planning with their pockets. You are even telling him, they're supposed to not pay you by now. That kind of mentality can never take you to wealth, sir. You don't build wealth on someone's box. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 4. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 4. It says, the sluggard will not plow by the reason of what? Cold. Now, he won't plow. He said, cold day. I beg him, said, why have you go work? I'm prepared. He said, therefore, he shall beg in harvest. He has already calculated. He has a plan. He has prepared his map. He has set it. I call James today. I call us tomorrow. I meet Jemima next tomorrow. From every week to 2,000. I don't pass the month. That and they don't pay salary. And so, if you must enter the realm of wealth, sir, these mentalities, they must go. They must go. Someone that lived that life was someone many people celebrate in the Bible. His name was Lazarus. Luke chapter 16, verse 19 to 21. Hope you know nothing was wrong with Lazarus. Nothing was wrong with Lazarus, sir. He was where he was because he knew that the man that had the compound was a rich man. And he was like, this man, he got a cook excess. He don't really finish the food when he cooks. So as I sit down here, so I position myself. Anyone will come and they give me. But Satan made sure they disappointed him. There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen. And fed what? Sumptuously every day. So Lazarus, this guy, they change food, rice, beans. The next verse says, and there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at the gate, full of what? Sores. Why was he at the gate? Desiring to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. He had a mindset that he set the leftover. Amen. He had a mindset. Maybe you have that mindset early morning, just get up, you are looking for where to go. See, as I move here, I eat here, move here, for evening, I eat. So today don't come on, next tomorrow. For how long, sir? Amen. These are some things we must come into understanding of. If you plan your life on that timetable, sir, you will never gather wealth. You will never gather wealth. It would have been better for Lazarus to even be moving from house to house than sitting there expecting. Because the person he was even expecting to give him food, that one said, "Nasty, you go." He no send that. Permit me to say, hunger killed him. Hunger killed Lazarus. The Bible said, and then it came to pass that Lazarus did what? He died. Because after eating food, the dogs were licking from his leg. Have you not seen many times when you went to beg for something, they treat you anyhow? You came to beg, and then they tell you, "I beg, wash this tray first." Okay. Don't we know where that food will come out? You came to look for 2,000, now you have started washing tray. Tomorrow they will give you wrapper to wash. You say, I know what I do. But you know, I'm a very humble person. You are not humble. You have put yourself in a tight situation. And until mentality changes, that I am not to depend. When God's servant preached that message, he shook me. And I took an understanding with him. And I said, in every church I will pastor, I will be opportunity to give to some members. I won't leave waiting for who wants to give. And so when your mentality changes, your results begin to what? To change. Immediately the mindset changes, the results will change. When you remove your mind from that lifestyle, sir, wealth will come. Someone's story changes. Don't hate me, I'm your pastor. I want you to be blessed. The next mentality that brings many to poverty is lack of financial knowledge. Many lack financial knowledge. They lack an understanding of what? Of finances. That's just their problem. They are sincere, they are hardworking, but they will always invest in something that will take their money. They just lack that financial what? Understanding. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 15. Ecclesiastes 10 and verse 15. It says, "The labor of a foolish man will weary each and every one of them because they know not the way into the world." Now this one is working, but yet there is nothing to show for the effort. There was a prophet that was living like this in scripture. 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 1. He was a righteous prophet, anointed. Yet, poverty was dealing with him. To the extent, the Bible says, after he died, they wanted to carry his children as slaves. He said, "Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet unto Elijah, saying, 'Thy servant, my husband, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear.'" So the man was righteous. Righteousness was not the problem. Being a true prophet was not the problem. Yet he was poor to the extent he was owing debt, and he came to seize the children. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons as slaves. You can be anointed, living a righteous life. If you don't know what you're supposed to know, you will never prosper. Another mindset also that will not allow some people to prosper is selfishness. Sometimes you must be willing to lose some few ones in order to get something bigger. Sometimes you must be willing to sacrifice something little to get something what? Amen? You know, there are some pastors, even they were Bishop Edibo. They say, "No, I can't open branch. Oh, I don't need any pastor. Only me, the pastor. Some of us are running our business that way. The day you become sick, that business has collapsed. The day you travel, no sell. Because you can't afford to be, to give a little, to sacrifice a little to get something what? Something bigger. Many will remain there in a single place because of what? A mindset of what? Of selfishness. They don't have the understanding. They always think, I, myself, and me. If you must enjoy abundance of wealth, you must carry a mentality of trying to be what? A blessing. Someone say here. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 22. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 22. Now, you know the worst thing about some of this selfish mentality? Some of them, that's the reason they may even be blessed. They can't buy a land. They can't build a house. So make a builder's man, another person inherit. No. I'm not going to try it. No. I know of the story of a man who was diagnosed with, I think it was either prostate or something. And it has moved, they said it has moved to cancer level. He had a compound. And then when he heard the news, he had sons who, he said the children were making him, he were not doing well. So immediately he received the verdict that he had a few months, he went and he sold the house. He was a dealer in Coca-Cola. And he closed the business. And he started enjoying himself. I don't know how if he's gone now, but as of the time, the last time I went to church, he was still alive. And he squandered the money. Leave something for somebody. No. Some will even write a will that, but when they are burying me, the money I have in First Bank, put it inside my casket. They will write it in their will. They will pay somebody to make sure they pack all their things, put inside the what? The casket. He said, a good man leaveth an inheritance to his what? To his children's children. He's not thinking of only himself. He's making sacrifices. And the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the what? Because the sinner will always think of what? Only himself. And many will not enter into wealth because of what? That mindset. So even if they see anything that will grow well, they are not interested because they are okay with their little cubicle. They are okay with that their little one room where they are. They like how they are. They don't need anybody. They don't need any issue. They don't want to be a blessing to anybody. They are okay how they are. Just like that man that harvested great harvest in scripture. And he said, my farm is big. Look at my produce. I will enlarge my barn. I will eat and enjoy myself. Jesus was giving that parable. And then the Bible says, God told him, he said, you fool, I will require your soul tonight. It was a selfish mentality. Many live that lifestyle. And you say, pastor, nobody helped me. My family, they don't help me. That teaching us to walk, they don't know how to take that time. If you live your life for you and yourself alone, there are some level of wealth you may not enter into. Someone say here. So, God's plan in Proverbs chapter 19 verse 14 stays talking about Proverbs 19 and verse 14. It said, houses and riches are the inheritance of what? Of fathers. And a prudent wife is from God. So you don't inherit a wife. A good father does not give you a wife. What he gives you is what? These are things you should leave for your what? For your children. Before you leave this one, your child should be able to say, this one is the one I got from my father. But some will leave debts for their children. Someone say, God forbid. Yes. Some will leave debts. Some of them will leave debt. They will call them. They will call them, sir. Your papa, they owe us. Come and pray. You won't live that kind of life. I say you won't live that kind of life. God's plan for us is to prosper. He has a plan for our prosperity if only we follow his principles. This is why in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, Jesus begins to address the issue of worry. He told them, why are you thinking of what you will eat, what you will wear? Why are you thinking of where you will live? Say, take no thought. Don't be worried about things. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And then keep his principles. His principles. Do what he asks you to do. And all these things will be what? Will be added unto you. Can you imagine a medical doctor now that is working in teaching hospital? Maybe as I know they say there's a resident doctor. He's a resident doctor, and then he goes to study. He was studying while he was in the hospital, and now he has now graduated. He has become a consultant, and then he will now need to start begging them to change his salary. Will he need to beg them to change his salary? No, he will pay his due. When you keep the principles, what is yours will come to you. When you keep the principles, sir, what is yours will come to you. This is why in Mark chapter 10, verse 29 to 30, Jesus speaking to us. Jesus answered and said, verily I said unto you, there is no man that has left house or brethren or sister or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel. He said, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time houses. Lives with persecution. So he has not called you to seek him in vain. But sir, you have the choice to be poor. Because the Bible says the poor and the rich, they meet in the marketplace. God is the maker of them all. You can make that decision. Say like this, I like to live a little life. I want to just quiet my. It's a choice. You can make it. God always gives you. God never forces anything on you, sir. It's a choice. Besides, John the Baptist was serving God and he didn't have a house. He was living in the bush. He didn't have plates. No spoon. He eats raw locust and honey. He would put his hand in it. That's what he eats. He was wearing rags. He was full of joy. Amen. Jesus even used him to make an adage. He said, John the Baptist came neither eating nor drinking. You said he was possessed, he had a demon. He said, now the Son of Man has come eating and drinking. He said, look at him, a friend of what? Gluttons. He said, which kind of prophet do you need? So in case you say the reason you want to be poor is so that people will not hate you. Even if you are poor, they will hate you. Even if you are poor, they will still what? Some will still dislike you. That your life is a problem for some. The only person that everybody likes is a dead man. Oh, this young man. Promising young man. Very handsome. Ah, now this boy guy, he's a great person. Everybody will say something good. Amen? But while you are alive, somebody will have something negative to say. Amen? Now, scripture speaking in Deuteronomy chapter 8. Now, before we go, let's look at Romans chapter 4, verse 13 to 14. Scripture tells us that there is a promise that we are heirs to. There was a promise on the life of Abraham that we have become heirs to. We are made to inherit that promise, the Bible says. He said, but the promise was made what? Through what? Through faith. We are heirs to a certain blessing on the life of Abraham. Now let's look at that blessing in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. You see the blessing there? It said, now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy father's house, thy country, thy kingdom, and from the land, and I will take you to a land where I will show you, verse 2. It says, and I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Verse 3. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that do what? Curse thee. And in all the families of the earth, in two thee shall all the families of earth be what? Be blessed. Through thee, in case you don't know, sir, people, there are families that are blessed through down with you today. Because their father is working as a trailer driver there. Their father is working as a manufacturer there. Their father is working as an accountant there. Without that company, they will not have something to eat. The Bible is saying concerning Abraham, people will work for you, and through you, they will have something to eat. Their families will be blessed. And he said, that is the blessing that you are an heir to. You can imagine the size of your destiny. People are meant to, you are supposed to be a source of what? Livelihood for many. That they are serving, they are working for you. And they say, thank God for this brother. If not be this in company, we are for the world. That will be your story before you leave this world. Yeah. I said, that will be your story before you leave this world. Yeah. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1 to 20 paints that picture to us. In case you are looking at your life and you are saying, ah, what this thing pastor is saying, how is it possible? I don't have 5 naira in my account. If you will keep his principle, we are likened to the Israelites in scripture. And God always uses them to admonish us. So expect that our life will look like their journey from Egypt. God takes you from sin into Canaan, your place of blessing. He said, all the commandments which I command you this day, thou shalt observe to do, that you may live and multiply and possess the land that I swore unto your fathers. Verse 2. It says, thou shalt remember all the ways which the Lord thy God has brought thee these 40 days. You will remember all that you went through before God blessed you. Verse 3. It says, studio, please be quick. And he humbled thee to suffer thee to hunger and fed thee with holy manna. Now, that word there, suffer thee to hunger, means he had the ability to give you chicken, to give you rice. But he said, no, eat manna. Manna means what is this? Sometimes you don't know where the meal is coming from. God allows it. Why is he doing that? He said that thou may know that thou shalt not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of the Lord. It makes you to understand. You now come to a realization that your source is God. He said, I have it once not old for 40 years. Now, when you go through that scripture for the sake of time, you get to a certain place. Let's go to verse 10. Verse 10. Studio, please. It says, when thou hast eaten, he will bring you to a land. Let's go to verse 8. Sorry. Let's start from 8. There's something I want us to see. Verse 8. It says, Deuteronomy 8:8. Studio. A land of wheat and barley and vines and fig tree and pomegranate, a land of olive and honey. He will bring you into a season when there is no more lack and want. He said, a land where thou shalt eat bread without scarceness, and thou shalt not lack any good thing. It is part of God's journey for your life. So that you didn't even come from a family that had, there is provision for you to make a better life for your children. And it says, when you go down, it says that you will remember the Lord your God. For it is he that gave thee the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant with you, even as he had with your fathers. So, that today may look little does not mean you won't be great. I will share with us on Friday, sir. Because most times, I love to listen to God's servant's story and apply them to my life. The wife was pregnant with the first child, sir. Yet what they were lying on was a bench. You can imagine a pregnant woman lying on the bench. You could imagine if the in-laws came. They would say, we tell you to marry a person when they used to know. Now this useless man married. But give him time. Give him time. Today, it is not that way. Was it the time the egg baby food as a family? No food in the house. Someone came and said, I help people who will be expensive, so I bought so that they can feed baby. And they said, I thank God. And Papa said, you make for a small baby and a big baby. And they made the baby food for everyone. And they ate that baby food for 2 weeks. David Junior was eating, David Senior was eating, Mama was eating. Baby food galore. Sir, if you saw them in that state, it will look as if nothing will work, sir. But give it time. So I don't know the state you may be in, sir. Something better is coming out of your life. If you are willing to do and to keep the instructions which God will give you, something awesome is coming out of your life. Yes, sir. Some of us, when we were in second school, others have started using phone. There was no phone for us. I remember that I would hop from one chair to another to look at 3310. There was this game they play there, say space something. So I do assignment for people so that I can play. That they can give me phone to play. Phone today is not the problem. They may be driving today, you are drinking. Give it time, you will drive. They may be building today, maybe you are not building. Give it time, you will build. He makes all things beautiful in his time. If you keep his word, he will make all things beautiful in his time. Don't be happy when they invite you for their wedding. Go. Somebody will soon come for your own. So the Bible says, rejoice with them, rejoice. Your own is coming. Sir, it is not a prayer point according to scripture. It is something that will happen eventually if you will keep to the what? To the principle. If you will keep to the what? To the principle. Someone saw here. Now let's look at some scriptural principles that can turn our finances around. Please receive this, sir. Number one, you must understand that work must become what? A transition. You must understand that work must become what? A transition. Now, when you talk about transition, it's something that does what? That changes. Don't expect sometimes when God stands for you to start big. He may want you to start under somebody, something small, but eventually, sir, he expects you to keep changing. Moses worked for someone. God Salam Bishop Wengo was an architect in someone's company. Even Joseph was grinding pepper in Potiphar's house. He would be the greatest man in Egypt. Potiphar would be under him, yet he served him. Sir, that you are working under someone does not mean you will not be greater. It doesn't stop you, sir. Work is a transition, sir. You are there to learn. You are there to what? To get that stage of your life of running. The only way you may skip that is maybe if your parents have the company. Or even if your parents have the company, you are working for your father. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Verse 5, 8, and 12 shows us the levels of transition in work. It says, blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. So there is a level when it is your what? Your basket. They put it in a basket for you. Does that look like salary? That's salary. When you finish working, they say, they put it for you there. Thy basket. Now, when you go to the next verse of that scripture also, verse 8, you see another level of reward. What he will bless for you again. There is a time God will bless your salary. There is a time he expects you to leave salary to something else. He says also, he says, and the Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy what? Thy storehouses. He will bless your what? Your, I call them now your businesses. Amen. Someone said life is in phases. Verse 12, another stage of the blessing. The Lord shall open unto thee the good treasure. It's another level. And the heavens to pour. Now at this level, you are the one now paying people in the what? In the basket. You are now the one putting in people's what? People's basket. The problem many a times, if we don't keep to scripture, many of us want to start with what we are putting for people in their basket. We don't want to hold the basket level. We want to enter XS3 without JS1. There is a time to serve. There is a time to serve. He said, thy beginning might be small, but thy end shall greatly. I broke the steps of this growth into what? There is a time you are a staff of someone or something. There is a time you become what we call a technician. Just like maybe someone that is serving different places. Amen. You walk here and you get something. You walk here also and you get something. It's a stage. The next one is a stage where you are a manager. Someone can place something in your hand for you to do what? To manage. It's a stage. And you know, a manager and a staff is not the same. That time you are not the one to tell people to do what. The reason God will want you to be a manager first is so that when you become the owner, when you become the owner of those business, you will know how to what? How to manage it, sir. The reason Moses had to serve in the house of the priest Jethro was because he needs to learn how he will lead the children of Israel. He needed to learn. Jacob needed to serve Laban so that when he has his own cattle, he will know how to take. Many businesses that crumble are businesses that were started with people that had no idea of it. You just passed, you saw someone was being pull office. Ah, you don't buy motor. Now this pull office is they buy motor. Shop, they got my car now. I will rent out tomorrow. No, did this see what they do? Today, tomorrow, now I will buy my motor. You may be surprised. You may be surprised. Inside every business, there is a what? There is a secret. There is a secret, sir. Inside every business, there is a what? There is a secret. And until you get the secret, you will not be able to succeed in it. How many doctors have opened hospitals and they could not manage them? How many nurses have opened maternity homes and they could not manage them? If you don't know the secret behind it, sir, it may not work for you. That other people are doing it and succeeding. You need to learn the ropes, sir. There is nothing wrong for someone after this service. That business you like, you need the best. I would like to come and be working here. I don't want to take salary. I just want to be seeing what you are doing. But Singapore will not just get up and design Facebook. He was a student, I think IMT, that's the name of the school. They had been making apps there before. That was not the first one. Your first one can never be a hit. It's not, it can't be that way. There should be others. You are a musician. You don't just wax an album and you start selling. You were singing somewhere. But many don't want to pay that price. They want to jump to the top. And then that is the reason many remain what? At the ground level. They remain grounded, sir. Someone is changing. Luke chapter 16, sorry, and verse 12. Luke chapter 16 and verse 12. Jesus speaking. And if ye have not been faithful in another man's home, who shall give you? If you know you serve, they say, I've paid my dues. I don't know. And if you have not served, go and serve. Yeah? Some people are, you need to go serve Nigeria. They are payments you need to make. Amen. In the journey of what? Of destiny and life. There are payments you need to make. Most of the things today I do in ministry were the things I saw the pastor I was serving under doing. Oh, they needed to do this project. This is how he went through it. Okay, I remember. You don't need to take notes for this one. This is how he went about it. Why did God start when you life brings challenges as your exam? You know, it's put in the right equation for you on the paper. In life, it is challenge. It comes and it asks you, what do you know? Show what you have learned. And it humbles the proud. A wise man says, what you don't give time to learn, you will pay to learn. So many are using their money to do what? To learn. Because they refuse to serve. They open the business in fails. They open another in fails. By the time they get to say, I don't see the mistake now. But sometimes you may not have that money to do to fail and fail and fail again. The Lord give you understanding. The Lord give you understanding. Number two, if we must prosper, you must have multiple sources of what? Of income. A scripture answer. When God created Adam in Genesis chapter 2, verse 8 to 10, the Bible said he planted a garden and placed Adam in it. Now, the garden needed something to supply it. A river was supplying. The Bible said the river had what? It was four in numbers. So if this one does not supply, these other ones will supply. Many people build their life on a certain source of income, and when it goes, they fall into depression. One policy. One policy change. They fall into depression. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1 to 6. The wisest man that ever lived is advising me on you. He said, cast thy bread upon that bread there, this one. Your investment, your money. Put your money into it. Some people acted one drama in one of my branches there. The guy finished reading, cast your bread upon any water. He said, hey, you now took the slice of bread and put it inside a bucket and sat down. He said, cast your bread on many waters. After many days, you will find them. And was coming to check the bread. Amen. It means you should invest. Put your hands, put your money into different what? Things. Now, I'll show you why Solomon tells you this. He said, after many days, you will find them. Verse 2 says, give a portion to seven. He said, invest in seven things. He said, and also eight. For you know not the evil that shall come upon the world. You know, there were some people that during COVID-19, hunger came. Everyone, sir. Because they couldn't go to work. The way they were working was they go for bricklaying, they make one or two naira, they buy food, tomorrow they go again. That's what we call living from hand to mouth. And then all of a sudden, government says, you come outside, we deal with you. What will you eat? That business you are doing, what if something happens to it? What else can you follow if you must sustain the kind of wealth God wants to give you? There must be different sources. These scriptures are verse 3. See, your place, leave that scripture from me. It said, if the cloud be full, that means when your time comes, it must germinate. It said, when the tree falls, it will be where it fell. You don't just get a business that booms without you what? Putting your hand into what? Businesses. Verse 4, it says, he that observes the wind shall not what? Say, the way that business be, I'm not sure, say, something will come out of bed, I am doing shoemaking. No. Shoemaking, people know they sew shoe again. Okay, I am learning carpentry. People know they use chair now. When they use chair again now, that one don't come out. Why I teach? People, how much? How much did he pay? He will keep arguing. He said he will not sow. And he regards the what? The cloud will not what? He will not reap. Now, he that observes the wind, the next verse said, as thou knowest. Verse 4. He that observes the wind shall also, he that also regards the cloud shall not reap. Verse 5, it says, as thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit, or how the bone grows in the mother's what? Womb. Which is a child. He said, thou know not the work of what? You don't know the one God will bless you. You don't know the one God will what?
Yes, Lord.
Verse 6. It says, in the morning, sow your seed. In the evening, sow your seed. For thou knowest not which of them will prosper, or whether the two will even what? Someone is receiving light. You know, it is, if you are interested, you implement it. Amen. Number three, habits of waste. A man that lives a lifestyle of waste according to the principles of Christ will never get what? Will never prosper. If Jesus could share bread and tell them, gather the what? The leftover. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 9. Proverbs 18 and verse 9. He that is slothful in his work is a brother to that who is a what? A great waster. Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 20. Proverbs 21 and verse 20. There is treasure to be desired in the house of the wise, but the foolish man will what? Will spend it on. Bishop Ebo told us years ago, don't eat your tool, don't eat your seed. Don't eat your tool, don't eat your what? Hunger beats me when I carry my Bible, sir. So I bet a man will die. How will you eat tomorrow? You are an electrician because you are hungry, so your spanner. Tomorrow you sell the tester. Next tomorrow you sell the one used to climb pole. Don't eat your tools. Your money is your tools for your next business. It's not everything you eat. Don't eat your seed. You are a farmer, you harvested the yam, you cook everything. Chop up. This year, what will you plant? You know, many of us are into salary, so we don't have seed. I'll show us two scriptures that you are supposed to have what we call an emergency fund. It's scriptural. You see also in Proverbs chapter 21, verse 17, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 3 to 4. You read that at home. Righteousness also will prosper you. Life of righteousness will give you a good name, and good name brings what? Favor. Psalm 112, verse 1 to 3. Is a blessed. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man that feared God, that delighted greatly in his commandment. Verse 2 says, his seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. His righteousness will enjoy forever. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 11. Proverbs 13 and verse 11. Wealth gotten by vanity shall diminish, but he that gathereth through labor shall always increase. What you don't earn will not make you. Will not give you understanding. The next one is relationships. You prosper by relationship. Now, I'm not talking about boyfriend and girlfriend. You prosper by relationships. In Luke chapter 16, verse 8 to 9, Jesus told us, go and make friends of day of the what? Of the mammon. Go and make friends with day of the what? Of the mammon. He said the children of this world are wiser than the children of light. They are wiser because they are making profitable relationships. And I say unto you, make to yourself friends of the mammon of the unrighteous, that when they fall, they may receive into their everlasting what? Habitation. So, don't live a lifestyle that all your friends are only those that speak in tongues. Though. There's when you need friends that speak in tongues. There's when you need friends that can do transfer. It's two different things. It's two different things. It's two. You need the two. You need the what? The two, sir. Yes, sir. In Jesus, all the people he had were those that were speaking in tongues. After they crucified him, people remained on top of the wood. If some people see when Jesus, you know, Nicodemus and the other man, they don't used to come in the afternoon when Jesus is preaching. When Jesus has been preaching, they will come in the night. He will now do second service for them. You They say, this one are big men now. Then they form. Jesus still a preacher on them. Because they are useful. He knew. And when he was crucified, Peter could not go. Peter Jackman, in the capital, they crucified him. But Nicodemus could go there. He said, well done, sir. He met the governor. That man, I'm not like that. I like the guy. He said, you know how to say yes. My friend, I'm going to go for him. Carry him. You think Nicodemus just went to meet him like that? There are people that if they talk concerning you, they call your name to do your story change. A young man, a musician, now people are downloading his song. I don't know if I downloaded the song this morning. I was watching God's servant son, Isaac Oyedepo, ministry. And he called the young man, he said that his song was helping him during the time he was passing through difficulty. And he called him on stage and called his name. Just because of that, he said, I went to look for the song. And I saw it on there that everybody is downloading it. All it took was for him to just say, there is somebody that can come to your shop, sir. Because he just came to your shop. The story has changed. Even Jesus needed John the Baptist to say, this is the Christ. May your announcer, may the Lord bring them away. Some of them may not give you money cash. Nicodemus never gave Jesus money. Joseph of Arimathea, the other one, he never gave him money. But after he died, that one was the one that bought a tomb to bury Jesus. Peter not get tomb. That's the catfish. That was a man and brethren. I go a fishing. Because those people cannot put them. They now brought the aloe vera that the lady they say is a prostitute and one man have kept. For the preparation for his burial, they used it to keep his body so that the body will not decay. The thing that Judas was angry that they wasted money for. Don't just make yourself with a certain level of people, because sometimes you may need someone to speak for you. Don't hate the rich. The Bible says, don't speak ill about the rich. He said, the people will hear it and will say the matter. There are some of us who live that lifestyle. Any person that drives a car is still a ritualist. Ritualist. Yeah. For this regime, somebody they buy moto. Tell me, say no, they do something. I don't they talk to those kind of people. Amen. You need friends, sir. You need relationships. Sir. Buhari gave the warrant to arrest Bishop Oyedepo all through his tenure. Why didn't they arrest him? You think it was because of it's more than that, sir. It's more than that. Many of the senators and the government say, don't go there, don't go there. That's my pastor. Don't go there. Me and you have good everything. Apostle Suleiman was arrested. A certain time, a city governor went to this police and they bail up the police that arrested him. I mean, when they bail up police, when they arrested him. Come on, hands up! Release him. And they took him to the governor's house and the governor's escort now took him to his place. If you don't have a relationship, you will die like John the Baptist. That was what killed John the Baptist. Yes, sir. That was what killed John the Baptist. You know, when they wanted to crucify Jesus, they asked him a question. He asked him, he said, I thought they said you are a king. You know why he was asking him that? I expect someone to come and talk to me concerning you. As a king, you should have friends. And Jesus told him, my kingdom is not of this world. If it was of this world, you will see my kingdom. So even Jesus understood the power of what? Of relationship. Sir, a loner is a cursed man. Signs of course. You don't have anybody. You look at yourself now, say they are arrested. They say somebody should come now with 10,000. Nobody can come. It's a curse, bro. It's a curse. Apart from your mother, your father, your brother, and your sister, nobody again. No. Someone is getting understanding. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 4 and verse 6 to 7. Proverbs chapter 19. Wealth maketh many what? Wealth maketh what? So somebody that has friends Somebody that has friends will be rich. But you know, friends, when Solomon said friends, it's not what we call friends. That's when somebody is saying, I. You know, there are some people today, they will tell people that, I think it was when I was in Imo, I made that statement. I was telling my wife, I said, there are people that tell people they are my friend, but me, I know they are not my friend. To me, they are not my friend. But to them, I'm their friend. It's understanding. Because the Bible said, there is a friend that sticketh than what? Closer than the what? Than a brother. You can rely on that one even more than your what? Your family. What's your family? That's friend. Not come home, go spend your money. That's not friend, though. There is friend. There is friend. They said, but the poor is separated from his what? From his neighbor. From his neighbor, sir. So after I graduated from university, I now understood that the reason some people were not picking my call is not because they were busy. It was because I was disturbing them. Many of my uncles today, before I even called, they called me. Or sometimes I call them, they pick once. But then I would call. So they'll say, I'm at work. Because they know I want to ask for 2,000, 5,000. When you have relationships, you will have what? Friends. He said, men entreat the favor of the prince. He said, but every man is a friend to him that gives what? Gifts. That's the scheme for you to get a friend now. That politician close to your house. That man that is working in that company you want to work for. Eh? Next time when you go to the market, as you are buying pineapple. He said, I just saw this pineapple. I said, let me buy it. I know you need it to last. Ah, that was thoughtful of you. Thank you so much. He said, no, don't worry. Why should I take it out? Before you know, your mind goes far. He will remember your name faster than those that are calling him. Please try and work for me. Every time he remembers the pineapple, it is easy to make friends. But the problem is many of us are after what you can get. That's why you can't get friends. There are some friendships you need to invest to get. It's an investment to me. Yes, sir. It's an investment. We said something in this commission. Have you gone to see him as a son? You can go and see a pastor in this commission. But there's a way you go and see him as a what? As a son. You build what? Relationships. The Lord give you understanding. The next one is giving. Luke chapter 6 verse 38. We know that. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together. Shall men give unto your bosom. 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 8. He that does not provide for his household, that doesn't give to his family members and his, he says he has denied the faith. He has denied the what? The faith. So giving validates your faith also. In Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10 talks about tithing. Giving to the church. It prospers you. Now number 8 finally as a round up this morning. You must build an emergency what? Fund. You should have a certain amount. I know many of us are working the country somewhere. You should have a certain amount somewhere. You've been tagging over time for something. What if tomorrow somebody just grab and say, I want to sell my car 250,000. Can you bring that the money and buy it? Brand new car. I just want to sell it. Bring 200. There are some of us, they will say, bring 50,000, I'll give you the motor. You can't. And when opportunity will come, it will meet those that are what? That are prepared. Papa says opportunity is a bald-headed man. No? Like this man, one of one body is a lot. When it goes, once the bald head has gone, it can't come back again. And most times, once opportunity goes, it's gone. That's how it comes, and when it's gone, it's gone. You've lost it. You've lost it. So, people prepare for what? For opportunity. People prepare for what? For opportunity. You must make preparation for what? For opportunity. Someone's side here. Now someone said, Pastor, is this thing in the scripture? Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 8. Proverbs 13 and verse 8. The ransom of a man's life are his what? That is to say, there is a day your savings will save your life. It's scripture. Many people have died when they were not supposed to die because they said deposit 50,000. 50,000 could not come out. Some of us are in the medical field, you will know.
deposit 50,000 before they run, come back, person is gone. His ransom for his what? For his soul. He said, but the poor will not hear what? He won't listen. Proverbs 10:15. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 15. The rich man's wealth is his what? Is his strong city. When the rich man tells you, I will deal with you, he's not saying he will blow you. He's telling you, I have something somewhere. There is something somewhere. If I withdraw it and face you, that somebody is in jail for what he didn't do for years. He's a poor man's child. There are some things that will not happen to you once you are blessed. You've left that realm. You've left that realm forever and ever. There are some things. Oh, they collected my land. Only God will judge them. It only happens to the poor. There are some things that won't happen when there is what? Provision. He said, but the destruction of the poor man is his what? Not the devil, no. It's not the devil that is his destruction. That is the source of his what? Proverbs 18, verse 10 to 11. The Bible gives us another. You can consciously build a fence around your life with wealth. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it at their worth. That means when trouble comes, you can call the name of Jesus and it will save you. But go to the next verse. Okay. Now, apart from the name of Jesus, he said the rich man's wealth now is his own strong city. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and they are saved. That is why when the poor man has issues, all he has to do is to run to God. But the rich man can run to his wealth also. He said, and as a high wall in his own what? Concept. He intentionally built it to keep him. You need to start working on building that. Some of us are asking, how can I build an emergency fund? Scripturally, sir, as you are paying your tithe, no matter how small, make this commitment to yourself. As you are paying your tithe, this is 10%. Also bring out 20% to keep for sins. No matter how small it is, this one must be kept. It is either you suffer today to enjoy tomorrow, or you enjoy today to suffer tomorrow. Make your choice. Lamentation says it is good for a young man to bear his load in his youth. Where will you bear your own? It's either you bear it now to enjoy it later, or you enjoy now to bear it later. The yoke must be dropped. Rise on your feet. Lift up your voice. Ask the Lord for grace. There is implementation that changes the life of a man. Help me, Lord, to put these principles to work. Help me, Lord, to put these principles to work. To implement them. Grace for me to increase my source of income. Grace to multiply my sources of income. Grace for me to transition. Do I need to pass an exam for my level in the workplace to change? Grace. Do I need to learn another skill? Grace. Help me contain my appetite. He that loves women loves alcohol. Loves perfume will not be rich, the Bible says. He that loves pleasure will not be rich. Help me contain my appetite. Every ulcer for my wealth. Every cancer for my prosperity. Help me take it away. I can't do it on my own. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus.
similar, but I'll use my own as an illustration. My dad used to be a contractor, they do roads. He was doing well for himself while we were growing up, changing cars, doing this. Now, if only some of them heard what you are hearing today, moving life, all of a sudden, PPP, I think Obasanjo just got and came down and they stopped giving PWP contracts. That's how he started selling the cars. Situation was one after the other, 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 one after the other. To depend on them. But he had a friend which we call it Gina Mafia. That one had a hostel opposite Unijos. And when the same thing happened to them, but that one was taking rent. The same thing happened to them. One had rent to be taken. Another didn't have that. They say men die early. The reason many men die early is because you know the worst thing that can happen to you as a man? You are eating with two hands and all of a sudden you are not eating with a finger. Depression will become real. Then you can buy anything and now you need to call people to beg them. Don't live your life at that mercy. Build something now to sustain this. A devil come, you will not be able to go to that wall. Something should be able to take care of you at that time. You can't be former big man. But there are people that are former big man. There are many of them. They know you. You did that get money before it can stop that will work for Chevron. That will not be your story. That will not be your story. God has a plan to bless you. But you must what? Put it to you. Stand when we are young, sir. Many of us are young yet. You have time. That little money comes to your hand. You want to lodge in one place for 1 month. That's not how to build wealth. That's not how to build wealth. The Bible says, go and learn from the ants. They gather in the summer and then they to eat in the winter. They gather when there was strength. Jesus said, night cometh. I must walk now. He said, because night cometh when no man. There will always be 7 years of plenty in your life and also 7 years of famine. That 7 years will be 7 days, 7 months. What you kept from that 7 years of abundance is what you eat during the 7 years of famine. May light speak for you. Lift up your voice, say, my Father, as this anointing comes upon me, power to build wealth. He said, I am the Lord that gave thee the power to build wealth. The power to build wealth. The power to build wealth.